This week on Traveling with the Mouse, we cover the recent trip Adam and I took to Walt Disney World in a treehouse villa. Welcome everyone to Traveling with the Mouse. This is episode 410. This is a special episode as we continue our slew of trip reports. This week, it's me and Adam as we arrived at Disney World right after John left, and we stayed in a treehouse villa. It's going to be a great trip report to hear all about how we took eight people around Walt Disney World. But to get there, we first need to introduce the cast and crew. First, we have Adam.
What's up, everybody?
Adam, I'm excited to go through this trip with you.
Can't wait.
Coming along to hear about all the stuff he missed after he left, we have Jen.
Congratulations, users.
In the world of Tron, there are winners and there are losers.
This is true.
Oh. What's funny is after we finished the ride, my wife actually thought she said, "Congratulations, losers."
Like, that's what my son keeps saying. He's like, they kept calling us losers. We didn't win.
She honestly thought that. He's like, look, he's like, "Congratulations, losers."
Right.
He said that too. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I don't think they would do that. It's like, "Congratulations, losers."
I was like, you didn't see the giant yellow one crash right before we got back? Like, they lost. Anyway.
Well, last week, John, you told us all about your trip report. So you need to tag us in now. It's now our turn to tell you about ours. So how are we going to do this? Where's the tag?
I'm making noise.
Tag, we're at.
Hashtag.
Oh. Hashtag. Okay. Does that mean we're tagging with hash? Okay.
Oh, let's do that.
And just stay tuned, because in an upcoming trip, we have a trip preview coming as well.
Ooh. Someone just booked one, because we can't go without at least someone having something booked being there somewhere at a Disney property somewhere on planet Earth.
Yes. Where is somebody going soon? We should find out in an upcoming episode.
Hint, it's not Disney World. Oh, did I give it away?
Nope. Disneyland is in the name of the place.
I think that may have given it away. Possibly.
Well, it could be. It could be Tokyo Disneyland. It could be Shanghai Disneyland. It could be Hong Kong Disneyland. It could be Disneyland Paris. Or it could even be Disneyland.
Good old land. We'll find out.
Together.
Everywhere is a land except for world. That's the one that's different.
Because it's so much bigger, it's a world.
Correct. Today, though, we're going to talk about our trip.
Yep, my trip is over.
Your trip is over. I came in the same day that you left, right? So we had a member of the podcast on property almost continuously for...
like three weeks in a row, if you can include James.
If you include guests, yes.
He's been on the show. So... Thanks. That was pretty awesome. I guess I could start since I got there first. I went down there Saturday ahead of y'all because I did not want to drive on Father's Day morning early like you like to do. What time did you leave Atlanta?
I don't like
What time did you leave Atlanta?
Like 4:30, 4:45 in the morning, something like that.
You got to beat that traffic, though.
I went down Saturday. I got there probably around, say, 5 or so, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And for the first night, I just booked a room at the Signia Hilton Bonnet Creek for the pool. So my son and I, I arrived, got in the room, put on our bathing suits, went down to the pool for maybe an hour and a half or two because that morning I had purchased, I think it was like a 7:30 or so, 8 o'clock, something like that, Tron, because he had never done Tron before. Mm-hmm. So we did a couple hours of pool.
ILM.
We went and did Tron, and it's his new favorite over Guardians. My son thinks Tron is better than Guardians. So we did that, and then I booked a dinner because I actually was able to park at the Contemporary because I had a dinner reservation at the Contemporary. So after Tron, I walked back over to the Contemporary. And I ate at California Grill, my second time in about a month at the California Grill. So
How was it this time? Because the first time you weren't as impressed.
I didn't go with the Wagyu or any of the upsells this time. I went with the sea bass, and I forget which appetizer I got, but it was good. And I think the meal was better this time. I had a great server. He even gave me his number to say, hey, if you ever need a reservation, just let me know. So it was good. We're starting to get a couple of cast member folks together. So
was it Chilean?
Yeah, it was Chilean sea bass. But I had like a nine. I think I want to say it was like a. It was the, you know, fireworks went off at 9:20. My reservation was for like 9:40 or something like that. So I actually, while I waited, which by the way, the fireworks got lightninged out, so there were no fireworks that night. But I did pre-gaming at Steakhouse 71. Me and my son sat in the lounge, and I had a drink there. I didn't like the drink that I got, actually. The Fig Old Fashioned, way too sweet. Way too sweet. Don't get it.
Yeah, it sounds sweet.
Was not good, honestly. But I choked it down because, you know.
Choked it down.
But what was interesting, the reason I bring up the time, is basically by the time I was done, it was like 11 o'clock by the time I left California Grill. Like, I was closing. I was one of the last people there.
Raining too, right? The whole time.
Raining and lightning. Or something. Like huge lightning storms going off everywhere. So yeah, it was an interesting view. I was right at the window. I got to see all the lightning going across the sky and everything.
Wow.
So
that'd be neat.
Yeah. But I thought it was pretty good. And then we slept in while we waited on y'all to get there. And then we started our first day of the trip at Animal Kingdom. But before we get to that, I think maybe we should talk about the crew that we had with us, right?
Yeah.
So it was me and my son, was you and your wife and your two kids. And then we had some mutual friends of ours, a couple that I think their last time being at Disney World was at least a dozen years or so since they had last been to Disney. They had bought the same ticket package you got, John. So they were one park per day for four days, different park every day. And they, so we were trying to make sure they had a good time and also get the kids, of course, have a good time as well. So that's a party of eight, which is a pretty large party to move around the parks. But you're a pro.
You need a big room to accommodate that.
Well,
so you provided the accommodation.
I did. Treehouse Villa. Before we get into the trip, you want to talk a little bit about the villa? What were your thoughts on the villa, Adam?
I liked it a lot. I mean, the one downside was the boats weren't running because of the water level, which
until the day we left, we saw the boats running on the day we left.
Right. They were running as we were packing the car to leave. But I liked it. I liked how quiet they are for the most part. I mean, pretty quiet over there. It's a long walk to Saratoga, but you can walk to the pools or take the internal bus. It's a little slow bus, but you could do it. But it has a couple of minor drawbacks, but overall, I liked the treehouse quite a bit. Very roomy.
It felt like we were in an Airbnb.
Yeah, it did. It did remind me somewhat of the old Key West room we had,
Like the fact that it's detached in its own place, and that just really elevated it to that real.
Like, yeah, you had privacy. It felt like more than a lot of other places. You had quite a bit of privacy.
Yeah, and you got to you were in the master.
Yeah,
me and my son were in the bunk beds, and our friends were in the second bedroom.
Right?
And you got to enjoy the shower tub combo or whatever it was that they had.
Did. I felt guilty about that, but every night after the parks, I would hop in the tub for a good half hour and with the jets going.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Good. I'm glad you took advantage of it, right?
Yeah. It was very nice. It was a little odd because the shower and tub were like connected. So
you go through the shower door and through the shower to get to the tub.
To the tub, right. Yeah, it was a little odd, but overall, it was nice. And, you could basically take a shower in the tub if you wanted to, like the jetted tub. Anyway, it was nice. And the kitchen was well, you don't have a ton of room when you're cooking for eight people, but but it was nice. We did breakfast several days, well, several days, a couple of the days for everybody. Yeah.
And you did, we grilled out one night.
Yep, right. We grilled out. We had, actually, this is probably another story we would have forgotten about, was we ordered Instacart delivery as well, which was a little complication for the Treehouse Villa, because you have to have it delivered to Saratoga. So the delivery driver was confused because it showed that we were at Treehouse Villas, and I was just having to text the driver saying, hey, take it to Saratoga next door and leave it with Bell Services. But it was very easy pickup from there. We were at the pool. I just walked over and grabbed it from Bell Services. So we had, because we forgot charcoal. They didn't have charcoal in the store. Long story. Anyway, it was fun to kind of grill out, though. That was a nice little...
The only downside is I got eaten alive by those bugs. I was so itchy on my ankles and...
Yeah, me too. We all got bitten, eaten alive, eaten out there. That's true. That was, they were giant biting flies. I don't know what kind of bugs they were, but they were landing on us and then they would bite. It would hurt quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
That was weird. And a lot of cicadas. Like, they were like right next to us.
Yeah.
The cicadas.
Very loud. Very, very loud.
Yes. But it was nature, you know, it comes with it.
Sleeping in the bunk bed, it was a nice room. It was a little small for me, being a 6 foot tall guy, but I actually liked that there was a little personal lamp, and it was spacious. Like, I never felt like, you know, cramped or anything. I was able to spread out.
Yeah.
And we had, what was it? We did Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So we had a 4-night stay, right? So we had four nights there. We got really nicely moved in. I think we should also talk about, you know, we did asked for some more towels that were brought, but you used the Hey Disney thing to bring in stuff. What was your experience like with that?
That was good. Once you kind of get it set up and learn how to use it, we basically just did, Hey Disney, give us some more stuff. I forgot the command. It was something like that, like, hey, give us more stuff, and it would pop up. Or you don't have to say that. You can actually scroll through the screen too. And I was just like, more towels. I had actually called, because that was old school, and it took them like an hour to deliver some stuff. And then I used the Hey Disney thing, and like 20 minutes later, somebody came and brought all the soap and stuff. So I don't know if that was a coincidence or not, but I actually liked it. I played trivia on it too for a while. You can do parks trivia or just any, there's different categories. So it was fun. I actually like the Hey Disney thing quite a bit, actually.
I think that's one of the things that having our friends without the park hoppers and being very intentional and being at a deluxe where we knew we were going to get the deluxe after hours on two of the nights really changed the texture of our trip. So we spent probably more time at the resort than we have in about any other trip that I've been on with you, right? A lot of time just chilling in the room or going to the pool. Or grill it out or eating. Like, we would take it slow in the mornings, right?
Yeah.
You know, we can get to that. I mean, our first day was Animal Kingdom, though, and it was a tiring day for you, I know, because you got up at 4 a.m. But I think we started around noon-ish is about when we
entered the park. Yeah, it was like 11:30 to noon, 11:45 noon, somewhere.
Yeah, and we started off with Satuli, so a great start to the trip, right?
That was a really good start.
Yeah. And you somehow finagled extra grog ale, so...
That's right. I had ordered a 22-ounce, and they gave me a 16, and I realized that when I was sitting down, and I looked at my receipt, and it said 22, so I went back, and of course, they can't pour it out, so they poured me another one, but actually, they ended up pouring me another 16.
So you got a 32-ounce.
Right. So instead of getting a 20 and a 16, I got two 16s, but anyway. So I did get a free one out of it, but I had to go back and get my money's worth out of that grog, so it was good. I mean, as always, Satuli is fantastic, so good start. We had prepaid for Flight of Passage.
Yeah, that wasn't our first stop. We did the safari first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which we had a pretty good safari, I feel like.
The baby was, zebra.
The baby zebra was the highlight of our safari. That's what I like about safari. Every time we have something
different,
memorable, you know?
I love the safari. Yeah, the giraffes were kind of slowly parading in and out of the path, so he had to slow down for that. I love when that happens because you really get to see him up close. That's unless you're on a challenge, that would suck. But it's nice when they slow you down when you're not in a hurry. You saw those elephants from a distance, but we saw, you know, a lot of elephants, which is always good. And the lions, of course, are always sleeping unless you're like first thing in the morning. But we saw the male and the female lions, so that was cool.
Yeah.
It was good, as always. I mean, I didn't see a hippo. I think that was the only thing.
That was the biggest thing that wasn't out in there was the no hippos. But alas, I think, you know, we did hit all the major attractions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did Flight of Passage, we did Maverick River Journey, Kali and Everest, and Dinosaur. So it wasn't too bad at all to pull anything that day. Mm-hmm. We took it, I think, fairly leisurely with plenty of drink stops.
Yes.
Yeah, we hit up several of the bars or carts along the way.
Yeah.
Even finished up with, we had to do walk-in, like takeaway for Nomad Lounge because the wait was too long for us. So
yeah, we were getting tired. The room was ready. We had like food in our cooler that was like going to melt because of the heat.
Yeah.
So that had been sitting in my cooler since 4 a.m. So it was like 4 in the afternoon. So it'd been in there for 12 hours.
I guess it's fine because we're still alive right now.
We survived. Yeah. Thankfully, I froze those burgers or else they probably wouldn't have been good. But anyway.
I was going to say, when you mentioned cooler, something I did that I forgot to mention on my trip was since we had a freezer, when I had several bottles of water, and we also had that little, since we rented a stroller from Kingdom Strollers, we had that little cooler that comes with it, right? There's like a small cooler that goes with it. It fits like 6 bottles of water. So what I did was I froze the bottles of water.
Yeah.
Just as they were without any ice and just put them in there. And that worked out really well in the park, actually, the two times I did it. Since you had the ability to freeze, you know, and just throw it in there frozen, it actually worked out really well.
But so anyway, the stroller rental, it's a built-in cooler in the stroller, or is it like a
it's actually just the perfect size. It's one that straps on, yeah.
Hmm. I've never thought about bringing a cooler like that, like a small one.
I've been looking for one around the same size ever since I did this, you know, so.
Although we're kind of at the end of our stroller, we almost didn't bring our stroller.
Well, my son's the one that used it the whole time.
Right. Yeah, basically, yeah, that's true. He used it more than my son did.
Yeah.
But that's all good.
But I'm pretty much near the end of it myself. I do have one that's, well, I have a 4-year-old currently. She's about to be 5, but still.
Yeah.
We'll probably need one for a couple more times.
Right. Speaking of free drinks, though, we somehow got a free drink at Nomad as well.
Yeah,
remember
but I that was my bartender friend at Nomad.
Yeah, right.
So he was remembered me from a few weeks before. So we were chatting it up.
What did we get? It was Tempting Tigress. For my wife. I think I had gotten one for her too, and she thought it was too strong, so she switched to Jen's Tattoo.
Yeah,
which was actually a little sweeter, probably for her liking.
And we got churros too, and we got churros from there.
Churros took forever, but
I know.
I don't even think I ate any of it actually because I had forgotten about it by the time we.
Yeah, but they wanted the churros. It's like the fanciest churros at Disney. So
yeah, they're really good. I just forgot to eat. I didn't even eat one, but
yeah. So anyway, that was a pretty good Animal Kingdom day. Then we go back to the room, get set up. And we go to Enzo's Hideaway for dinner. Because it was Father's Day. And we got like the best table at Enzo's Hideaway.
The signature table, yeah.
Yeah, it was the circular table in the wine cellar off to the side. It was a really great, really great meal, I thought.
Yeah. Enzo's is really good. It's a hidden gem, I would say. I guess Hideaway, pardon the pun. But I like it. I mean,
and it gives sort of a scale. Like, we arrived at noon, right? Y'all had driven in. We were able to complete Animal Kingdom, go back to the room. Everybody kind of, like, chilled, got dressed, and we went to dinner. And I think it was, like, a 7:30 reservation or something, right? Wasn't it 7:30 or 8? It was, like, pretty early. It was 7:30 that we made it.
7:40, 7:30, yeah, something like that.
So,
and we drove to Orange because that's, like, a straight shot from Orange Garage to Enzo's.
Yes, so that was a good first day. good first step.
We went to M&M's store afterwards, right? Wasn't that the same?
Yeah,
night?
And that's when I bought like $35 of M&M's that my son has yet to open. Because he did the buy the pound, like, mix and match thing, and he bought 2 freaking pounds of M&M's, but whatever.
I went with the small one. My kids have already devoured most of it. Yeah.
But well, I've got 2 pounds here. You know, if you need a deal going on over
I do love M&M's. Peanut M&M's.
You could
more
sell
than
M&M's.
Yes. But, yeah, basically any style or color of M&M's you could think of, they have them. It smells weird in there. Obviously, you would think, yeah, the chocolatey, like, smell. I wasn't expecting that. Of course, Jason, you can't smell it, but it was a weird, it was an odd smell when you walk in there. I was not expecting that, but it was fun. I'm glad I went because I've always, that's been on my list forever to go see the M&M store. I love M&M's, so.
Nice. So that was our first day.
Yes, and we slept in because Epcot was our... This was the day I was looking forward to the most.
Yeah, we did Epcot, and we told everybody we were going to leave at 11, but Adam and I got up and booked Lightning Lanes, and this is when you and I went and did a tour of the resort. Yeah. So we walked all of Saratoga, looked at all the pools, saw the awesome views you can get from part of Saratoga to Disney Springs. You know, I was always a little skeptical of Saratoga as a resort, just how big it is. And
it's like
a
moderate deluxe, it feels like, I mean, because it's so big,
But it really grew on me this trip. You know, I know the Treehouse Villas are great, but even Saratoga grew on me just because of, like, a resort to just be at a resort for, right? Because there's multiple pools with slides. There's multiple feature pools. It's really close to Disney Springs. So, like, if you're doing a resort-heavy trip, it feels like a really nice...
There's a lot to do.
Yeah, a really nice option, right? You can do the Surrey bikes. You can do all that stuff. It was a... We had a really good walk, I think, that morning. That was really nice.
And you got the golf course right there if you want to. I mean, I would love to just have a weekend just hanging out there, not even going to a park.
And it's one of the most... And it's one of the most reasonably priced deluxes, right?
Yeah. And we were looking, too, at the golf prices, and if you play afternoon, it's like $35 or something for LBV, the Lake Buena Vista one. Super cheap. Even Palm and Magnolia aren't that bad. I'm thinking, it's got to be over 100 easily, and it can be if you play like first thing in the morning. But if you play afternoon, it's like super cheap. So anyway, I need to do that's on my list too. I got to go play golf there at some point.
But we were able to get up, book all of our stuff, walk the grounds, go back and cook breakfast.
Right, before anybody really got up.
Shower. All right, like, we got all this done, and, you know, this was because we knew we had the deluxe extra hours at the end, so we weren't in any sort of rush to get...
Nope.
Right?
We wanted to... We really kind of started our day earlier than I thought, too. Didn't we get there around, like, 11?
Yeah, we got there about 11.
I thought we'd be closer to noon.
Yeah, we got there around 11. We got there right around the time of our Guardians virtual or our Guardians Lightning Lane, right? Because we used... Which one did we use first?
The boarding group.
We used the boarding group because, remember, I ended up getting a refund for that Lightning Lane later, which we could talk
about. Right. Oh, yeah. I remember that now. Yeah,
how did you manage to pull that off?
How did we?
He's like,
So what we did is we did the boarding group, and we were going to ride it twice in a row, but it took us so long with the boarding group because it broke down. So, like, all in, it was like a 45-minute-hour experience, and Adam's wife doesn't do it. So she was waiting for all of us at the exit, and she's like, I'm not waiting again, even though it was a Lightning Lane. She's like, no, and we'll come back later. And I said, okay, we'll come back later. And then during the after hours, we had a boarding group and a Lightning Lane, and we said, can we use the Lightning Lane line instead of the boarding group line? And they're like, oh, you don't have a Lightning Lane. I'm like, yes, I do. I showed it to them. They're like, oh, the manager comes over there. She's like, well, our system reset because of after hours. We're going to let you go through the Lightning Lane.
Right.
But it's not going to take it off of your account. So just go back to guest services and just tell them you didn't get to use it.
Because we never did use it. Yeah.
We never did tap
officially.
Yeah, and so we got it refunded.
Nice. Yeah,
Okay.
Because so we never did officially use it, even though technically we did use it. Right.
Well, we
so
didn't officially use it. She scanned our boarding group and let us go through the lightning lane line because we
Which, it saved us a few steps, but otherwise the line wasn't really long enough to.
Right.
We could have basically That's probably walked why they straight did to it. Yeah.
So we did Guardians. We did Test Track.
In the morning.
Did we did Mission Space then, or was that the?
I don't think we did it at all.
No, we didn't do it. We talked about it. I was like, I remember talking about it, but I was like, did we? We didn't do it at all. We just talked.
Mm-mm.
Okay, because then people were hungry, right?
Right. So, that was the thing. Everyone was getting hungry by the time we did Test Track, right?
Right. Right. And so then we started doing the walking and like. We did, you know, the place where the orange bird stuff is. What do you even call that building that we...
The Odyssey. I can't remember what they call it now.
Yeah.
I always call it the Odyssey.
The Shrimp Tempura. We did the, you know, the Impossible Short Ribs. The whole thing was, is I was able to get us a Remy's, right? Because we were all aiming for that, 4 o'clock that we were going to go to La Cabo?
Yeah, it was like 4 or 4:30. We were trying to get to La Cabo.
Yeah, 4:30. So we did all that, and then we were like, we've got to get to La Cabo at 4:30. So we went the Canada way and walked over and did Ratatouille, doubled back and went over and rode Frozen, and then got to La Cabo at 4:30. Well, Adam, since you were so kind, Adam was very generous and actually picked up this tab for everybody. Huh. So why don't you tell us about our biggest tab ever at La Cabo as an 8-person table?
Was there a biggest?
Do you have the actual total? Are we going to disclose that?
Yeah, it was like 400 bucks.
400. What?
Well, it was 8 people. Well, not 8. The kids didn't. Whatever. But
wow.
5 drinkers.
Yeah, I was going to say everybody got multiple drinks, I think.
And we got sippers, and we got some shots, and we got the drinks.
Yeah, we got the flight. Yeah. Oh man, it was so good. It was.
No wonder Barbara likes you guys. I mean, I would be sending you Christmas presents at this point.
Yeah, we'll probably pay for kids' Christmas presents. But, but he shows us a great time. Like
I have no doubt that he's good at what he does. It's pretty obvious.
He made sure everybody had a good time. And that's what it's all about. I mean, the kids got orange slices. The kids got queso, as much queso as they could eat.
Harrison even took a nap for a little while.
That's true. He lost a tooth, too, while he was there, actually. He lost a tooth.
I was going to say, with a tab like that, you probably technically bought the queso, but, I mean, you know.
Well,
paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, when you go that unofficially, often. Technically, chips and queso and stuff is not free at La Cabo, but the tip for our listeners is if you go and open $400 tabs regularly, they start to throw that in as included.
Yeah, they do. Because honestly, we probably got $75 worth of queso because the trio
you're probably
is 25
losing
bucks.
Money on queso at the point that you're.
Well, I'm just saying that they charge $25 for the trio, the queso, guac, and salsa.
Yeah, this is kind of like the comp stuff at a casino, right?
Yeah. But if you show up about every 4 weeks and drop $400 in a place, they start giving you a few freebies. So
yeah,
it was great though, and we got crickets. We got crickets again, which they never charge for crickets anyway. It's included.
Those come as a chaser with the drinks.
We did get shots. Yeah, I remember. Or did we get shots twice or just once?
We did shooter shots once as a table. The ladies got shooter shots.
Oh, the ladies
shots.
Did. That's right. They did
because sippers. We were doing the sippers.
Yeah. And then, and so here's another thing Barbas told me later. He said, of course he would say this, by the way, that the $375, was it not premium? What's it called? The super, what do they call
it? The top tier flight?
Top tier, yeah. Is better than the experience, the tequila tasting experience. He says, because if you order it, the head, whoever it is that does the tequila experience comes out and basically does that with the premium flight. And you get, that wasn't the premium flight.
The one above premium.
Yes. And he'll come out and do that one basically for you, and it's better than the one you pay like the $150 for or whatever. But of course, it's like twice the price, but but it was like, it's a better experience because it's like, you get better
tequila. You're like, I would hope
so. And you basically get the same thing you'd pay for with booking the experience, but you don't have to book the experience. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll save up for next time. It's going to be like, so next time it's going to be like a $600 tab. But
yeah, no, if we bring eight adults and everybody gets the 375 flight, you know, I think Adam's going to not pick up the tab next time. I think I
probably not. Yeah. Yeah. Unless something massively changes. We'll see.
But what do you do after you drop a $400 tab at La Cava? You ride?
I mean, Grand Fiesta Tour.
Fiesta Tour.
I mean, that's just what you do anyway.
That's just what you do. It was amazing.
It was, we had a great time. Yeah. That was worth all of it. Just being together and doing the thing, and it was just fun.
That was, it was after La Cava that Adam kind of relaxed. Like the whole day prior to La Cava, he was very stressed about getting to La Cava on time. Yeah.
Right. I didn't want to, like, yeah, it had to be, you know,
on time.
Yeah. Didn't want to mess that up.
Anyway, but, so we did the rest of World Showcase, right? We went around World Showcase after that. We did fit in Soarin'. And so it was getting close to after hours. We thought we could do Soarin' and then Living with the Land. But once we got off Soarin', Living with the Land is not open in the after hours. So,
and we missed it by like 3 minutes or something. It was,
that's weird to me because it's open during the Disney After Dark. I don't understand why it's not open during the
staffing, I guess. Yeah.
The deluxe one.
So we went and rode Guardians again. We talked about that already. And we wanted to ride Test Track, but Lightning, my son was really upset, but he really just wanted to design a car. So while y'all were shopping in Creations, I went in up the exit and let him, like, there's the place inside of the exit part of Test Track where you get to design a car, and he designed another car. So it made him very happy. He still got to design the car, even though he didn't get to ride the ride. I learned that he doesn't really care as much. He likes the ride, but his favorite part is making cars. So I really just need to go up the exit and just let him design as many cars as he wants, because that's what he really wants to do. So we didn't, like, in the after hours, we did that. We did Guardians and we did Spaceship Earth, I think, is the only three attractions. Like, technically, Soarin' wasn't even after hours.
Yeah.
So we only did Guardians and Spaceship Earth, right, as our after hours attractions.
Basically, yeah. I'm like, did we do anything else? What did we do after Spaceship Earth? We just left?
We left.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Or, well, no, we did. We left the land, did Spaceship Earth, then we went to Guardians, right? Then we left.
That's
that
right.
Was the order.
That's right. That's right. That was the order.
That was the order of operations.
Oh, that's right, because it was kind of raining a little bit. And Test Track, we thought, is it open? Is it not? And we walked over there, and it was closed. So we were going to do Test Track.
And you went to Creations.
Yeah, now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got my magnet even though they were only handing them out at until 10 or 10:30, something like that was the cutoff. But I had an extremely nice manager at Creations that went in the back and got me one because I was like, I missed it and this might be the only chance to get it. So
they had spread the word about your tab.
Yeah, that was probably
Cava. That's what it
is. So I got my magnet, thankfully.
And we will be right back.
Ah, teaching her how to drive. But Dad, why not use Greenlight to help her save for her own car? Mowing lawns and getting paid. She'll go from washing your car to flexing with her own. How? With Greenlight, the money app for families. Together, you can navigate the world of earning, saving, and investing. Because when you teach her to be smart about money, she'll go far. Invest in your best investment. Sign up today at greenlight.com.
This episode is also sponsored by Zencastr. We use Zencastr for traveling with a mouse, and we really enjoy how easy and user-friendly it is. You can record up to 4K video and high-quality audio, and they have backups, so you never have to worry about losing any of your audio. Go to Zencastr.com and use the promo code TWTM and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience we do for all our podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story with Zencastr.
And now, back to the show. Anyways, thank you, Barbas. All right, so that was Epcot Day, an awesome day. The only downside was is we did that after hours, and we knew it was going to be a challenge because we weren't going to get after hours at Hollywood, so we had to rope it or get close to rope. So we get done at Epcot around 11. We're not, kids aren't in bed till midnight or so, and we're trying to get everybody up to Hollywood. And in Hollywood,
that was like 8 that was or the something challenge. Like that. Yeah, I think early hours started at 8.
And my son did not want to get out of bed. I had to like bribe him out of bed. And he basically spent the whole day in the stroller. It was kind of a, we pushed
we
him.
We knew it was going to be rough, but we had to get the late hours at Epcot and take advantage of the early at Hollywood Studios. And it just so happened that they were back to back.
And the whole reason was is we wanted to wrap Hollywood early, like basically make it a half day.
That was the reason. And we couldn't switch Magic Kingdom to that day because the after hours or late hours, whatever you call it, for Deluxe Resorts was on Wednesday. So it's like you can't, you had to do Hollywood Studios in the middle. That was the only day you could do it. So we were stuck having to do early hours, like early entry for Hollywood. We made it.
But I mean, it worked out. We made it.
We made it.
Our friend Sam, who was with us, loves Star Wars, so we tried to do as much Star Wars as we could. We did Smuggler's Run. We ate Ronto Wraps.
Loved it, by the way. Yeah, I think Smuggler's Run was one of his favorite things. He really loves Smuggler's Run. And then, you know, Rise, of course, he thought Rise was great, too.
Did I mention that this past Smuggler's Run, the girls were the pilots again, and we actually got 2 containers of coaxium?
Wow.
Congratulations. I think... Who did I know, ride with?
I was like, how did that happen?
I was one pilot this time.
Yeah, you and Dolly
Who was with me? You were? Oh, because...
Me and Andrew were gunners.
Because the kids were with Sam and Heather. So, yeah, we got 2 containers, didn't we? I feel like we got 2. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
But
we
damaged
2.
The Falcon pretty much.
I was just impressed that we were actually able to get 2 containers, and they were the pilots this time. So they obviously flew a little better.
That is impressive,
than the last time. Than the first time. So
still a lot of damage. What did we do? We did Smugglers. We did all the things.
We did Ogas at like 9:50 in the morning. Whatever.
Dude. Yeah. It was 9:30 in the morning. I got the you and I got the, so they have the non-alcoholic coffee drink. But it didn't taste like coffee either. It was weird.
A Bloody Mary.
It was a
or
weird
something.
Drink. It was coffee and like juice, and it was mostly juice.
It was weird.
It was a Batu drink.
I would probably not order it again.
I was expecting like the one that's over at Katsaka's Kettle. Which is actually it's sweet too, but it's got like the little cocoa puffs in it and everything. That's what I thought it would be. Nothing like that. It was weird.
Yeah.
But Sam picked up that tab at Oga's. I did get a Gold Squadron or Gold Leader. Was it Gold Leader?
Yeah, I did the beer. We did the beers after.
We had to recover a little bit because, I mean, the day before was pretty active. And then we went to Baseline. Didn't we rope drop Baseline?
Yeah, we did rope drop it. But, I mean, between Ogas and Baseline, we did Mickey and Minnie's,
right? Yeah, okay, we did that. Okay, right. So we had a little break.
And we did Slinky Dog. Slinky Dog and Mickey and Minnie's.
That's right. We got a Lightning Lane, early Lightning Lane for Slinky.
Yeah, we had an early Lightning Lane for Slinky that converted to an anytime because it had
late
open.
It didn't open.
Which really worked out because we were gonna miss our Ogas or we were gonna have a tough choice, but it all worked out. Mm-hmm. We got to do that. We did Mickey and Minnie's and we roped Baseline. Then after Baseline, we were able to hit up Rise. Then we kind of split groups after that. You went and met Ariel, and I took Andrew and Heather and Sam up to Sunset Boulevard because y'all were into the thrill rides and they were, so we did Tower and Rockin' while y'all did Ariel.
But
and
right
Toy
before
Story.
That, we stopped at Den of Destiny.
Yes. What was your thoughts? I'll go ahead and say I did not.
You didn't love the drinks. Yeah, I love the just the small. I mean, I like seeing the props in there and the theming and whatever. I actually like the weathered fedora. Yeah. I thought it was really good. Yes, it is a tad on the sweet side, which I think is why you didn't like it.
It was too much like nutmeg.
Yeah,
on
they
there.
Shaved
it was
some
like,
nutmeg.
It was like I was
yeah,
eating
they shaved
nutmeg.
Some nutmeg on the top. Whatever. That's yeah. the weathered fedora part. I don't know.
I like nutmeg, but it was like coated in nutmeg. Like you couldn't take a sip without like nutmeg grinds in your.
I like that part of it, but yeah, it's a tiny it's your place. Suite, so there was nobody there. That was the other thing. So it was like one person.
Nobody
in front
knows
of us.
About it yet.
I don't know. It had been open for a week or so, hadn't it? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Maybe it had just opened, but. Not a lot of people knew about it. I think the ladies got the margarita, right? I think I took a sip of it.
Yeah, I kind of wish I'd gotten the margarita.
It was pretty good from what I recall. I took a sip, but I liked the weathered fedora. I thought it was good. I would have gotten another one later, but...
I was going to say, from the outside, could anyone have confused it for the store still? Maybe that's why there was nobody in there.
No, I mean, maybe. I mean, it didn't look... From the outside, I mean, I have the... There was, like, nobody even in the picture... It's like nobody. So, yeah, it's not obvious maybe what it is because it's a tiny sign that says Indiana Jones.
And this was approximately what time of day as well?
Your timestamp, 1:18 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say 1.
It was 1:18. And then, yes, we met Ariel, the live-action Ariel at, well, One Man's Dream, which was good. We probably waited 25 minutes or whatever. And you guys seemed to wait a long time at Tower, didn't you? Something happened there.
Yeah, the lightning just lane for up. Tower was really long.
Really?
Yeah,
just
really
one of those moments.
And they were running one side. They were running one side.
Oh, of course. That's probably, okay, that makes sense then. And you guys did Rockin', and we actually ran into Frozone at the, we were going to see the Edna Mode one, but... You had said, I think you were about to get off Rockin' or on Rockin', and so we're like, hey, let's not, we'll just go meet him at Sunset. But we ran into Frozone on the way and got a picture with him. But yeah, all in all, it was fun little character stop. My son loves to meet characters.
And then we got to do like, then we got to relax though. Like we went
yeah,
back
we
to the room.
For a while.
We got the swimsuits on, we loaded up the cooler. Drove over to the pool. We had a good few hours before the lightning hit. And that main feature pool at Saratoga was, I really liked that
I
main
did.
Feature pool. It was one of my
slide was
favorites as
way
far
better
as
than
pools.
I expected. And yeah, I'll talk about it a little later, but it's way better than the pool at Wilderness Lodge to me.
Yeah.
It's honestly, I think it's, I like the intimacy of Riviera because it's a small resort. But the slide at Riviera leaves a little bit to be desired. Honestly, it's not that exciting. I think it was a better slide. I think just all in all, it was one of the, like, I love the Coronado pool, obviously, but like, I think this is a really
good
pool.
Yeah, we ordered, pizzas there, even though we were going to cook out. We ordered like flatbreads and some drinks.
Well, we were hungry. What, did we ever eat lunch at Hollywood?
No.
I don't think we ever had lunch. That's why we were hungry. We just like ate popcorn.
We had the charcuterie at Baseline, and that was about it, yeah. Maybe some popcorn and stuff.
And we sat inside at Baseline, which was nice since we
worked. Yeah, that table inside is great for a big group like that. Yeah, like we had. It was awesome. And, of course, yeah, Baseline's always great.
Is there really that many people there at first, like when it first opens?
Usually not, yeah. I mean, there's a handful that will stand in line before it opens, but usually can walk right in and... get a table anywhere.
The loyalists. I was wearing my Baseline shirt, so, you know.
Right. It was nice. Yeah, so, very nice.
So that was a good... And then you grilled out. We grilled, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs, all that. Because, as we mentioned, we got that. That was, you know, a really relaxing time. So after we had sort of pushed everybody that morning, I think it was good to just sort of chill.
Yeah. You rewarded them.
Yeah, and then we were going to go to Magic Kingdom the next day, and we didn't. We said we could sleep in then, too. So we ate breakfast there. We did not leave until 11, or I don't think we left the room until 11 that
Probably
day,
not,
right?
Yeah, did we even pull a boarding group for Tron, we did, didn't we? Did we get the ILL too?
Yeah, we did.
I'm trying to remember. Or did we just do, we did the ILL, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we do first?
Yeah, we did.
I've kind of come to like the whole late arrival, truthfully. Because it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier on me trying not to get everybody, you know.
Right, because you do have to kind of push some people usually. When you have a large group, you kind of have to like get some people who are annoyed because you're like pushing them to be on time if you're trying to hit that early entry.
Right.
And otherwise, it's like, well, why are we getting there if we're not going to make the early hours? Like, what's the point now? Like, so
I've kind of noticed that Disney has kind of gotten onto this trend too, because I've noticed some of the breakfast options, like they're serving breakfast until like 11:30 now. Have you noticed that? Like in the app, you'll see some places are serving breakfast until 11:30. Really? Yeah.
Guess I haven't really thought much about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
But I mean, we got there. We parked at Ticket and Transportation Center. We took it slow. We even took the ferry boat over.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, we did the ferry boat. Yep.
Yeah, we had the ILL on boarding group, and we went straight to do the ILL, because about the time that we got there was the time for our individual lightning lane for Tron. Yeah. So that's where we opened the day.
Yep.
We skipped our boarding group, and the dumplings, by the way, are gone at the Tron snack stand, which makes me sad.
I don't know why they did that. Maybe they weren't selling well, but I thought it was a unique little snack.
Like, yeah. But we did, like, the typical stuff, right? We did Tron. We did Jungle Cruise, Pirates.
Yeah.
Thunder. We did go over to Tom Sawyer's Island for a bit. That was a little fun.
Oh, yeah.
Detour. We did the riverboat.
We did have an issue with pulling lightning lanes for a good half hour there. But the app was down for a while. Right. Or the service was down.
Yeah, it was, like, all messed up. But it corrected itself. We did Small World.
Yep.
We did Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Tea Party, Space... I'm not even going over. We did Carousel of Progress, even. Space Mountain.
Country Bear Jamboree.
Riverboat. Country Bear Jamboree, People Mover, and Haunted Mansion, and Peter Pan. We did all... all of that was not at the same time. Like, some of that was after hours, some of that was not. But we kind of hit all the main attractions for the folks that hadn't been there in a while. The only thing I think that we could have done a little bit better is we were pushing it so close to fireworks and we had not the best fireworks.
Terrible.
Spot. We were like looking at a tree. We were looking
basically,
at a tree.
Yeah. You could see the projections really well, but the fireworks were completely blocked by this tree. But Tinkerbell did fly like right over her head. So I guess that was cool, but that was a cool spot.
Different experience. Yeah.
But we pretty much went till the end of the after hours. We stayed there till midnight. Mm-hmm. We got in line for Peter Pan with 10 minutes to go. We got off and they actually could have squeezed in Carousel, Prince Charming Regal Carousel.
I was jokingly saying we should run to Little Mermaid because we didn't do that one either. But
it's been a while since I've done that one. That is not on my list of need to do.
Used to be the linchpin. Oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, on a challenge, that's where you start.
Besides, I thought after Carousel, you're supposed to run and be disappointed at Mine Train.
Well, we had already done it, so.
We did do the Tron in the after hours. Adam was able to talk them into giving us a boarding group.
Talk them into?
Well, we didn't use the boarding group that we pulled for it.
And so they let us use it essentially during after hours.
To an after hours boarding group. That's twice now, it sounds like, they've managed to finagle something.
Yeah, it was like, I showed him the receipt from La Cava, too. Anyway.
When we talk about after hours, we didn't really talk about the time, but half of the after hours was spent riding Tron.
Oh, man, yeah. I think I may have mentioned that, the after hours line for the virtual queue is so long.
Well, when we got in the line,
it was way longer when we left,
It was pretty long. I think we spent probably from start to finish 40 minutes.
At least, 40, 45 maybe.
And when we left, the line for the virtual queue was all the way down to the sign.
What?
Down the ramp.
The outer sign. Yes. Down the ramp.
The main sign when you walk out. Yeah.
The down the ramp main sign.
Yeah, when we left, we were like, holy crap. I'm glad we got here when we did because I wouldn't have waited in that. I wouldn't have.
That's insane. So did you have the option for individual annealing during this time period or no?
People were going in there. I don't understand it. I don't. Can you buy individual lightning lanes for
maybe
the after hours times if you're staying?
Maybe they were doing DAS because DAS would have been working.
Could have been.
But I saw that the last time I was there, and I used the deluxe.
People were still using it
after hours. Remember when I was at the Riviera? I saw people going in the lightning lane lines, and I was like, "What are they doing?"
I just, like I said, I know that that's where you would go in for DAS, and DAS will work during pretty much no matter
maybe
what
that,
you're doing.
Maybe
after
they
hours,
are somehow, yeah.
8 hours, whatever. DAS
but
will
can
work.
You get a DAS for?
I just wonder if they sell. Wonder if they sell ILLs during the deluxe after hours.
Yeah.
I just wonder.
Well, you know what? Hang on. Tron, it couldn't have been DAS because Tron's not even on DAS.
That's what I was wondering. Can you get one for that? Because you have to buy an individual.
Yeah.
Maybe if you have a boarding group and you have DAS, they let you through that line, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. But I got to thinking. I was like, I don't ever remember seeing Tron as an option because it's not. You had to get a boarding group.
But yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Hey. I don't know how. But anyway. Yeah. It took forever to get to the check-in point, and then that room, as I've said, where there are winners and there are losers. And if you're stuck in that room, you're definitely a loser because it takes forever to get through that room. We did have issues with lockers occasionally. I know, Jason, you did. I had an issue once, too, with my locker, but ultimately we got through it.
I didn't use a locker.
I had an issue where my locker wouldn't shut and lock.
It just stayed open.
So they gave me a card. Yeah, they gave me a card for a different locker. Then when I got off the ride, the card wouldn't open the locker.
Right.
Just wasn't working. And so I had, But, I mean, overall, Tron, my son loved it. So I guess
Video is priceless, by the way, that we have. I love that they do a video
of me with my arms out. I will say this. We've said this before. I'm going to keep saying it. Guardians Virtual Queue, there's lots to look at. I never feel like that bad about it, except for the fact that it broke down over Sydney. The Tron Virtual Queue.
There
is
nothing good
about
it.
There's not much there.
There's literally nothing.
The outdoor part is horrible.
There's nothing.
You can.
The outdoor is the classic.
The indoor part. Yeah, the indoor part is just that lady saying the same thing over and over again.
Are you? Yeah.
Are you?
The outdoor part is the classic, like, old school, like, double back line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like walk right beside one another for, like, you're going to meet the same person several times in this queue. You're going to walk right by them.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to pick out.
Right.
You're going to high five
for it. And that's what Tron's, at least Guardians kind of zigzags around stuff, and you're not, like, it's not the same.
To be fair, I don't know how often it has this line, but Remy's kind of does the same thing, actually, and it goes around outside.
They're outdoor?
Oh, in the outside queue? But I would, if I ever walked up to Remy's and saw that,
just wouldn't do it.
I'd be like, all right, well, I'm not
going to
ride that today.
And sit this one out. I'm not doing that. I don't think I've done standby for Ratatouille at all, except for the preview.
Well, the only time I stood in the outdoor extended queue was back when it was a virtual queue.
Yeah, right? That's when I did it too.
When Ratatouille was a virtual queue, that's the only time I've stood in that line for a long time.
But anyway, but okay, so I forgot. Should we say Tron has grown on me though? Like I like it a lot.
It
more
is great
than I did the first time, and I would do it every time at Magic Kingdom if I bought the Lightning Lane. Or if the virtual queue line was short, if I got an early group and just got there first or something. Otherwise, I don't want to wait in that super long line.
Or if my theory is correct, you go to the end of the end of your time.
There's definitely times where it's not as busy, which is interesting because we went again the day after when we stayed later and I waited probably 30 minutes instead of 40, 45, so wasn't as bad.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that. While we were at Magic Kingdom, we ate at Skipper Canteen.
Yes.
And we sat there for a while and all had a few drinks. And so we ended up at two tables because they couldn't bring us together. We had two reservations. So Adam and his family were at one table. Heather and Sam and me and my son were at a separate table. We had a good time, but while we were over there, apparently Adam had a few drinks, and by the end of the meal, they had booked an extra night.
Yeah.
And I have to give my wife credit because she brought it up first, but of course she opens the door, I'm going to run through it. And so I was like, I'll book a...
So how exactly did she open this door?
Well, I think it was...
I got to know.
The thought of having to get up and drive back after staying till midnight or 1 a.m., whatever it was, midnight, whatever, getting back and like having to get up and drive back the next day. It was like, I don't have any meetings. We could, you know, she could do work from the room for a couple hours in the morning if she had to.
How thoughtful.
And it was like, we could hang out at the pool. We could chill that last day and just go to bed early, get up the last day and just be refreshed and drive back without being so tired. So that was kind of the thought. And it was a weekend. Like, it would be, the next day would be a Saturday versus, you know, like a Monday, right, or something. So that was the main reason why. And so, yeah, I booked Wilderness Lodge because I started to get Grandestino, but I was like, I've been wanting to go back to Wilderness Lodge for a long time. So
I take it there was a lot of...
Yeah, it was so much available.
A lot of one-night availability?
Oh, tons.
Tons. You know, what's funny is once upon a time they would penalize you for booking so short notice, but yeah. I guess that's not a thing anymore.
No, I got that room for like $340 a night, something like that.
It was still rack rate though, obviously.
No, discount. Heavily discounted.
Was it discounted? Mm-hmm. That was discounted?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that's discounted rates mm-hmm. for Wilderness mm-hmm. Lodge.
For what type room?
Wilderness Lodge Standard. Rack rate. It's like $450 or $500 mm-hmm. rack okay. rate. I think it's $450 to $500 rack rate.
So with the pass holder discount, yeah. And we ended up with a great view. As soon as I saw the view on Touring's plan, I was like, okay, I'm watching Happily Ever After from this room because I could see the Contemporary on the right and like I could see Big Thunder and plenty of open sky. So I was like, I can totally see the fireworks from there. It was a great view actually from there. What else did we do?
You ate at Geyser Point?
Yes, Geyser Point. And we weathered a very big thunderstorm sitting outside at Geyser Point, so much so that a lamp, like a light, was blown off the wall and landed like 10 feet away from me. But so yeah, my Geyser Point, I liked it a lot. I would say the views are incredible because you're on Bay Lake. It's outdoors. It's open. The food was quite good. Drinks, not my favorite. I tried three of their signature cocktails while I was sitting there, and they weren't the best, honestly. I hate to say that because I know we have some fans of that place. I'm a big fan of the venue itself, like the drinks. There's places that have better drinks for sure, but it's a really cool place to hang out, so I like that. We weathered that storm, so we stayed there a good hour and a half probably. And then we went over and did Tron. I waited less time. I think we did Barnstormer because I had so many lightning lanes that it converted to multis. And my kids wanted to do Barnstormer. They love Barnstormer. I don't know why.
That was 30 seconds of thrills and entertainment.
Yeah. I was like, we did the two shortest coasters here back to back.
Yep.
What else? Oh, we decided, let's see if Barbas is working today, and we hopped over to Epcot, and I think we did Ratatouille and a couple other things, and then worked our way to La Cava, and it was towards the end of the night, and Barbas was there, got to see him again, and that's when he was telling me about the thing. My son actually gave him a lime wedge Mickey pin, and he said it's going to be a part of his uniform from now on. So if you go there and you see Barbas and he's wearing that pin, that's where it came from.
Although to be fair, since he's, you know, works at Disney, if someone asks to trade for that pin, he is obligated to trade.
That's a good point, right? As a cast member. He may not know that. That's an interesting point. Because, yeah, it's interesting the cast members at La Cava are not, like, they're kind of like third-party contractor cast members.
See, now I'm going to go, like, buy a pen and go over there to him.
And trade it. You evil man.
I would not do that.
But, yeah, some kid probably will, actually. But for now, anyway, if you see Barbas, hopefully he's wearing that pin.
Is pin trading still as big as it once was? It was really big once upon a time. But I haven't noticed it that much.
That's pretty
it's
big.
It's kind of coming back a little bit. Yeah, I've seen it a lot more recently.
Yeah, I never really got it.
My son is really into it right now, and so he scopes out the pin boards anytime we're in a gift shop, or sometimes they have them just like little pin trading. Willow Slash had a really good one.
I'm not into the trading. I've started to get into buying the pins I like.
Yeah.
He's into the pin hoarding.
Right.
I have a few pins that I probably are some of the, quote, nicer pins, but I think they reflect some of the stuff that are like my favorite things at Disney, and I like to put them in my bag.
Right.
Like, it's more my expression. I'm not here to like trade and figure it out. I'm like, I like these pins. I bought these pins because I like these. These are the ones.
Right. My son is trying to collect all the country flag Mickey-shaped Mickey ears.
Nice.
So I bought him a set of like 10 throwaway pins.
So he could trade.
Essentially. So he could trade them. They're good regular pins. I just bought like a set on eBay that he could trade. So he traded all those and got the ones he wanted. So that's a fun thing to do. Keep the kids busy. So
yeah, when you're doing like World Showcase or something.
Yeah, especially World Showcase. It keeps them occupied.
It used to be where you do the passport stamp. I don't know if they even do that anymore.
They still do.
They still do that, yeah.
Yeah. KidCot. We also rode the train. I forgot to mention that at Magic Kingdom. That was fun. We didn't get to do that all week.
Yeah.
One other thing, too, was we wanted to make sure we got back to the room in time for fireworks. So we took a bus, believe it or not, because we had a Ratatouille Lightning Lane. I took a bus to Beach Club from Magic Kingdom so that we could go directly in that way. And it was perfect because we were on the bus during a thunderstorm. So by the time we got to Beach Club, it had stopped raining. And we walked right into Ratatouille and did that and then worked our way around. But then that meant we had to find our way back to Wilderness Lodge. So I was like, okay, let's try to get a bus back. And of course, the bus was taking forever, so I just ordered a minivan since we were right next to the drop-off for minivans, and I could get a minivan in like 3 minutes.
Not quite the situation I was
in. And of course, it's right, a little different. It was like 8:30 p.m., and I wanted to make sure we got back in time to see the fireworks at 9:20. So but of course, the second we loaded into our minivan, that's when the Willow's Lodge bus showed up, but I was like, whatever. This is more comfortable anyway. Of course, it cost me like $40 to go from Epcot to Willow's Lodge.
Good night.
Yeah. With tip.
Do you know how much it was going to cost if the minivan had been there for me to go from Boardwalk to Caribbean Beach?
I don't know, like $30. I don't know.
Like close to it. Yes. Yeah, $28 I think is what it was showing. Do you know how much the regular lift with a 6-passenger van cost?
$6.
Yeah, I think it was a little more than that. It was like 8 or 9.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane how. But I mean, I got a really cool driver, and yeah, he was telling me about the drought and all that finally they're busted the drought, whatever. Anyway, he was telling me a bunch of stuff about that. But yeah, we got back in time to watch fireworks. And as soon as the fireworks were over, I think we all just passed out because I don't remember anything after that. And then we woke up the next morning. We were going to just hang out at the pool for a little bit and then drive home. But then I was just like, we didn't get to go to Brown Derby Lounge. So I booked a Hollywood Studios park reservation and we drove over, paid for preferred parking just to go and walk into Brown Derby Lounge. We didn't ride any rides.
You're a degenerate, but I love it.
But
it was awesome. Wonderful.
Yeah, we got Danielle, which we hadn't seen her in a while. She remembered us. She's my favorite at Brown Derby Lounge. She's amazing. So if you ever are there, ask for her if you can. And yeah, we got lunch. I got my one of my favorite Manhattans. It's a really, I like that Manhattan. You probably think it's, I don't know, it's not that sweet to me, but it's one of my favorite Manhattans at Disney. And then I got the old fashioned, which theirs is pretty good. It's not the best, but it's good. And then we got the Cobb salad. So good. It was worth it just for that. I don't think we did anything else. I think we just left. So we may have, like, I don't remember. I don't think we did. We didn't do any rides. I know that. But we may have went in the shops or something before we left. That was about it. And then we drove home. Done.
Nice. That was a really good trip, honestly.
It was fun.
It's a lot of points.
Yeah.
I mean, all told, didn't realize. Those four nights were 176 points, and I only have 200 in a year.
Oh, wow. So that was a year's worth of points.
It was. But I really liked the treehouse.
It was fun. Yeah, it was worth the... We showed our friends a great time, too.
To have eight people was awesome. And it's probably the lowest number of points you're going to spend for a three... What was grand essentially villa. A three-bedroom right. villa.
Yeah.
Right. Because the grand villas are way more expensive than that, like by a long shot, from a points perspective and a cost perspective. So,
yeah,
absolutely, for a large group like that, totally would do a treehouse villa again. Honestly, it got me to where I even would... If I was to buy more points, I would probably buy Grand Floridian, but Saratoga on a resale, totally would consider it, like for like a trip a year or something like that. If I could get, you know, small number of points, it's a great resort. Honestly,
I was impressed. The pools are fantastic. You've got a lot of amenities. Every pool had like a little bar or restaurant, whatever, connected to it. So, I thought it was great.
You can walk to Disney Springs, essentially. Right.
So, it's a long walk, but you could do it. And when the boats are running, you can have the boat there, which that's one thing I wish we could have done. I hated that we couldn't do the boat, because that night going to Enzo's would have been perfect.
It would have just dropped off at Enzo's, essentially.
Right there, which is great. I'm like, dang, that would have been perfect. Right there. And our villa was maybe, two or three down from the boat dock. It wasn't far.
It was not far from the boat dock at all.
Not a far walk. Yeah. I will say one drawback. The parking can be an issue if you have... We had like three cars, so that's why. But the parking could be an issue because that one area where I had to park was like impossible to get in and out of because there was a curb there. And so I felt like Austin Powers trying to turn around. When I had to move the car because I kept bumping out of the curb and pull up or turn like an inch at a time. So the next time I backed into that space. But anyway, so the parking is a little tricky at the Treehouse Villas, especially when you're coming back at 1 a.m. to park. There's no parking spaces. But
I wonder how that worked way back in the day when it was the Disney Institute.
Yeah, don't know. I got to say, though, once you've done some deluxe, you don't really want to go back to a value.
I mean, okay, that didn't go together at all, but okay.
Well, I'm just saying, I did Wilderness Lodge and Treehouse Villas, and we got to hang out at Saratoga, so it was like almost like three different deluxe resorts. I felt
It's even hard to do Coronado now, as I was saying.
No, Coronado I would do any day, for sure, but it's like Pop Century or the All-Stars, it's like, oh man, I'm not looking forward to staying there. You know what I mean?
I see.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Wilderness Lodge is great. I love everything about it, except the pool wasn't great, but I do love that resort, too. Mm-hmm. So, good stuff.
Tipsy Tours wins again.
There you go. Patent pending.
Patent pending. All right. So, if you want to hear more about us, where do you go?
Well, there's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. They have a Spreadshirt store in which you can buy your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM podcast. We have a YouTube channel as well, in which you should very shortly see the Tron video that I did, as well as a couple of others. And where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcasts@travelingwiththemouse.com. And if you want assistance booking your next Disney trip, you can reach out to our travel agent friend. Her info is also on our website, travelingwiththemouse.com.
So for John and Adam. This is Jason. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you'll join us on your next trip.
On your next trip.